214-822-8648. So thanks very much. My name is Alex DeBoer. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Please stay tuned for our next show. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That is coming up next. Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name is Anita B. And this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It is Fun Drive. Yes, it is. And what can I tell you? Well, I could tell you, you should donate. This is my show. I'm here until 8, so 6:30 till 8 every second Wednesday. And I'm going to tell you some of the things that you can get if you donate. So, you know, if you donate money, you will get some sort of like, you know, thank you swag, if you will. So here's how it works. If you would like to donate, which would be very lovely, you could donate as much as you want. You can donate like $2 or you can donate like $1,000. And but if you donate, let's say, how does this one work? $30, you will get a CITR and Discorder Fun Drive patch. So you get a patch. And if you donate $60, you get a Fun Drive patch plus, ooh, a tote bag. It's exclusive only from CITR. And hey, if you do the call numbers, which is, or letters, numbers, 101.9, $101.09, you can get all of the above. So a Fun Drive patch, an exclusive tote bag, and CITR socks. There you are. You get, okay. And then there's a whole bunch. Now, I don't know if you guys are like big spenders, $1,000 will get you a Pop Alliance compilation box set, which is really good. Recognition on our donor wall. So your name will be made, I guess, permanent. And all of the above items, which includes a framed cover of a Discorder magazine. You get you get to host a show on CITR, and all the other stuff. So if you are into any of that stuff, you can call our number. The number to donate is 604-822-8648. That is 604-822-8648. And if you want to donate online, that's super easy. Just CITR.ca, and then you'll find the link to donate. So I posted something on, you know, the socials, and on Instagram, I got Ryan Barry would like to hear. I said, hey, if anyone wants to, you know, to request a song, they can do it. And so here we are. So Ryan has asked to hear this band called Minimal Man, and the song that I'm going to be playing is called Showtime. So I'm just going to read a little bit about this band because I don't know really anything about them. So here we are. I just turned something off. Oh my God. I'm like adjusting the screen. Oh, it came back good. Okay. I'm just so used to like breaking things. Okay. Let me try this again. So this band, as I mentioned, Minimal Man, were formed in San Francisco back in 79. And they put out two records, and they are known as being dark industrial punk rock. And there we go. So let's hear this song. How are we doing here? Yes. I cannot hear myself either. So let's hope everything's okay. I will adjust these headphones and see if I can stick it in another hole. Let's try that. Okay, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Minimal Man. We'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That right there was Chains of Love with the song He's Leaving With Me, and you can find that on their record released back in 2012. In the States, it was released on Manimal Vinyl, and in Canada, Dine Alone Records. Before that, we heard, Minimal Man, and that goes out to Ryan Berry. So it is Fun Drive. We put the fun in Fun Drive. Okay, let's see. I laugh because I'm just so timid. I never like to ask people for anything. That's just my deal. That's my jam. I'm very, don't expect anything from anybody. But hey, so if you want to super surprise me, hey, going with that theory of how I think, why don't you call CITR right now at 822-8648, so 604-822-8648, and donate some money to us. Or you can always just simply go online to CITR.ca. And there are different sort of, you know, thank you gifts for different levels of donations. You know, you can get things like socks or patches, tote bags, all that different stuff. But let me now tell you about some of the reasons you should donate. So, for example, what is our goal? We are hoping to raise $40,000. And here's the deal. I've been at CITR since, oh, good Lord, I don't even know if... Well, I was a member of CITR starting 1997. And that was, here's a funny story. That was when, you all know Nardwar the human serviette. He, at that time, was known as John Ruskin. So he was John, even though he went by Nardwar. The station manager at the time, I've had this conversation with Nardwar since, told him that he should introduce himself as John. So he did. And he was the one that gave me my station tour back in 97. That was my first year living in Vancouver. And yeah, so Nardwar the Human Serviette, this is his station. Every Friday afternoon he does a show. And what else was I going to tell you? Something about my history at CITR. Yeah, I've just been here forever. I started doing my first show, like my first real show. I did some fill-ins. I want to say I got my first real show in 03, right around 2003. I did the station tour. I became a member, but I was busy. And then in 03, some time opened up and I was like, yeah, I can do a show. So I did. And it's been super rewarding. Like, I love CITR and the people, and just having a chance to share the love of music, because this station is where you can listen to stuff you can't hear anywhere else. You know, you put on like a commercial radio station and it's all corporate kind of stuff. Here at CITR, you have so much different types of programming. You've got a whole bunch of different ethnic shows. You've got, you know, hip hop shows, you name it, reggae, whatever kind of genre of music you like. I don't know, Ethiopian sheep herding. We probably have that. Are there sheep in Ethiopia? Probably not. I teach geography. I should know that. Whatever. Now I'm like, wait a second. So there you go. So we play different types of music. Now we also sponsor a whole bunch of cool stuff that involves music, or sorry, that involves money. It's always music, but, things like, I'm trying to think right off the top of my head. We host Shindig. Shindig is awesome. I love Shindig. It is every year. It's a yearly Battle of the Bands competition. And, it can be quite competitive, and it goes over a long series of weeks. Like, it starts, I don't know what it was. What was it this year? Like, maybe December, and then it goes all the way through to early spring or so. I'm not sure where we're at now, if we have a winner yet. I've been busy. I haven't followed it this year. I've been a judge in the past years. So there you go. So you have these really cool opportunities for bands to make a name for themselves in their hometown. And back in the day, back in 98, my band won. So Clover Honey, 98, woo. And we ended up winning recording time at Mushroom Studios, which is now gone. But Mushroom Studios was quite a well-recognized recording studio. I'm trying to think of some of the huge bands that have recorded there. Now, there is also rumors of a ghost, but we did not see a ghost. We won that. We won stickers. I think we got tapes pressed as part of the prize. We also got a spot in North by Northeast. That's right. Music festival in Toronto. Yada, yada. So there you go. So we got that. We got like, Shindig. We've got the Discorder, of course. And the Discorder is super rad. The Discorder, you cannot find a free, you know, printed magazine anywhere, I don't think, that focuses on music. It's just so high quality. And you, of course, it's online. But back in the day, it was just like, you would find the Discorder kind of adjacent to most like Georgia Strait magazines or Georgia Strait publications as well. So you find them all over different cafes and whatever. I used to be a photographer, and I guess I still could take photos for the Discorder. What else do we do? We do so much cool stuff here. That's just part of it. So, and my point is also, I don't get paid like to come do my show. In fact, I have to pay $7 every single time I come do my show because I have to pay for parking. So, it's only the higher ups get paid, and they really don't get paid that much. So we need money. There you go. So there we go. Now let's move on. Let's listen to some more music because that is what we do here at CITR. But let me one more time read out that phone number, 604-822-8648. There are some nice people waiting to take your call. But let's hear some new music. We're going to be heading over to the land of Sebado. Oh my God, they have a new record out. That's crazy. I've seen Sebado, I don't know, at least twice way back in the day. I've heard rumors, though, that Lou Barlow, I mean, this is, he's a very emo guy, and he broke down on stage, like, in crying jags, and he was, like, really broken up over, I don't know, some breakup. That's Sebado for you. They're a three-piece. Lou Barlow used to be in Dinosaur Jr. Did you know that? I believe he played bass. Sebado. I want to say out of Massachusetts, if I remember correctly. And this is their first record since how many years? 6 years. So 6 years. And the new record is called Act Surprised. I'm a huge fan of the old stuff, like Bake Sale. That stuff was so good. He was kind of like the leader of that whole lo-fi movement. He was kind of like the poster boy back in the day, because I'm old. I remember all this stuff. Anyways, so let's hear something off this new record. We're going to hear the song Celebrate the Void. And stay tuned. I'm here until 8. And here we go. This is Sebado on... Whoa. Let's make sure that doesn't happen. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I think it's Sebado. It should be coming out. Is it not playing? Okay, Mercury, by the way, too, folks, is in retrograde. No, I know you can make fun of me all you want. That's fine. It means that there's communication breakdown. Okay, I'm going to stop singing Led Zeppelin. Here we are. Let's see if I can try this again. Let's try and see if we can hear some Sebado. Finally, I try another channel. Here we go. Is this working? Yes!
Both, but it's not. Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Budgie's Burritos.
Budgie's Burritos.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering if you have any kind of deal on right now where I could get like a dozen burritos for the price of one.
No.
Okay. Do you have any promotions on right now?
No, we don't do promotions.
Oh. Okay.
Cool. Later.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. You last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hi, this is Emily Toyota, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Want to get it all behind me. You know, everything reminds me. I can't be myself without you. Wanna crawl down deep inside the springs inside the mattress where I cry my dirty secrets. Cause I just can't shake this feeling. I just can't shake this feeling that I'm nothing in your eyes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is Nico Case. Off her very first record, which is called Furnace Room Lullaby, released back in 2000. The song was Set Out Running. Yes. Now, Nico Case, I very casually know her, was in a band back in the day called Mao, M-A-O-W, her and two other girls. And Nico Case is originally from Washington State. I think she's from Spokane. And came up to Vancouver to do art school at Emily Carr. And so she made Vancouver her home for a while she was going to school. And then eventually she had to leave because her school visa ran out. So now she's back in the States. I mean, she's been back there for a while. So there you go. That's Nico Case. Before that we heard, oh, I really like Champion Lawnmower. Those guys are awesome. So they are, what are they? I feel like they, well, definitely Luna. That's what I know. Luna's the lead singer. They're a co-ed band. I was going to say three piece, but they could be a four piece. I actually just recently went bowling with Luna. she's also a teacher, a high school teacher like myself at the Vancouver School Board. So, they have a band camp. Check them out. They're named, this is awesome. They are named after a store on Kingsway. So Kingsway near Fraser, I drive by it like almost every day. It's called Champion Lawnmower and it's just like this grungy old place. I really like those guys. We heard the song Insides Out from their record called Babies. There you go. The time is 7:10. And I'm here with you all till 8, and it is Fun Drive week. So it is time for you to open up your wallet. And please donate some money. I know I will be. I'm going to give you a rundown of, I don't know, shall I give you levels and what you would receive if you donate certain amounts of money? Yeah, let's do that. So first of all, you can pay, there's different, like, there's now like a little plan if you want to donate to CITR. You can go online and you can like donate like $5 a month, which is pretty cool. And you can donate $10 a month, whatever. There's different levels. And if you donate $30 or $5 to $10 a month, I think that is what it is, you can get a fund drive patch, a CITR and Discorder fund drive patch. $60 will net you a CITR and Discorder fund drive patch plus an exclusive tote bag. Now, if let's go to other levels. If you donate $175, now this is Canadian, folks. So if you're in the States, it's like, what a deal. Okay, $175 will get you a fund drive patch, a tote bag, some CITR socks, and, oh, look at this, a limited edition fishbowl tape. Fishbowl tape. Huh. I don't know what that is. Is it a fishbowl covered in tape? Well, it's maybe it's a drink in a fishbowl. I don't know. With tapeworm in it? I don't know. Oh, it's right here. Fishbowl tape. We have been lucky enough to have all kinds of bands perform live at CITR, and now the best and brightest bits are available. Oh, that's what it is. On one single and stunning cassette. Okay. So the compilation goes back into the archives for performances, oh my goodness, from over the past 80 years. My band recorded at CITR, actually, for the show on Thursday nights called, what was it called? What is it called? Thunderbird Radio Hell. That's it. Yeah. And Nardwar. Actually, I remember him pocketing our tape. I wonder where that is. I don't think it's on here because probably they would have told me. But who cares? Okay. I'm just laughing. That's funny. That's pretty cool. A fishbowl tape. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. How much do I need to donate for that? Well, what is that worth? Okay, that's $175. Okay, anyways, let's move on. So you can go call us, first of all, at 604-822-8648, and you can feel really good about donating, or you can just go online. Yeah, you can do it that way too, citr.ca. Follow the links. All right, let's head on over to some more music. This is local, and I've played just a few local bands. Chains of Love, they were local. Champion Lawnmower is local. Nico Case used to be local, and hey, look at this, Needles and Pins, they are local. And I'm going to play something off their very fabulous record, Chambirds. And I play baseball with Adam. So Adam is the lead singer. They are a three-piece, and the drummer is Macy, and she owns, it's funny, we just heard Macy, she owns Budgie's Burritos, and she's super cool. Needles and Pins. Awesome. We're going to hear the song Only Call Me When You're Drunk. I really like this one. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And if you like my show, you can tune in every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. Now after my show is McConan. He's got a show called Mixed Cassette. So stay tuned for him. He's on at 8. Here you go. This is Needles and Pins on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You only call me when you're drunk. You only call me when you're fucked up. You only call me when you're all alone, and there's no one else to get messed up. You only call me when you're drunk. The rest of the time you say I'm boring.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there was from 1997, the Brian Jonestown Massacre. The song is Not If You Were the Last Dandy on Earth from their record Tepid Peppermint Wonderland. Now, if you don't know what that reference is, it's awesome because it's a dig at the Dandy Warhols, who they went on tour with back in the late 90s, maybe mid 90s or so. And there was a video, sorry, not a video, it was a documentary. I think it was called Dig. Let's take a look here. Dan, let's make sure I've got this. It was called Dig. It's funny, I said it was a dig at the other band. So if you've never seen Dig, I was talking about this not long ago. Then go check it out. It came out in 04. And both bands went on tour. And they really, I guess, disliked each other. It's been a long time since I've seen that documentary. I should really go back and see it. It's actually, I just pulled it up. It was compiled from 7 years of footage. And it's based on the love-hate relationship between the two bands. And they're both still around, which is kind of crazy. The Brian Jonestown Massacre and the Dandy Warhols. The Dandy Warhols have a new record out. And I played us something from that. I think it was last show. And it was pretty good. Not bad at all. So there you go. The Dandy Warhols out of Portland. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the Brian Jonestown Massacre is out of, let me just Google this. I want to say San Francisco. Let's see how wrong I am. Yeah, what does it say? Anton Newcomb. Yeah, that's the name of the lead singer. Yeah, it was formed in San Francisco. They were formed in 1990. Good Lord. That's crazy. Okay, there we go. So that was the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Before that, we heard something from 1997 and Slater Kinney. Those guys at that time were living in Olympia. Yeah. The song we heard was a title track from that record, Dig Me Out. And before that, we heard something from Interpol. The song we heard was Fine Mess from their Matador Records release, Marauder. All right, the time is 7:30, and it is Fun Drive. It is Fun Drive time. So for this week, so from February 28th up until March 8th, all of us programmers, all of us DJs are asking you guys for money. So if you want to, you know, help improve CITR, then throw a few bucks at us. That would be awesome. There are many reasons why you should donate. We have a lot of stuff going on at the station. We have, let me take a look here. Lots of things, such as, we have lots of equipment maintenance, which needs money, right? So you need to help support that. So studio and equipment maintenance. We support, as I mentioned before, the local arts. We sponsor a lot of different festivals, such as the Vancouver International Film Festival, the VIFF, the Queer Film Fest, the Fringe Fest, Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Look at that. Isn't that crazy? The Vancouver Dance Festival. And we have in-depth coverage on community events in our Discorder, the magazine that we have associated with the station. We have the Arts Report, all kinds of cool stuff. What else can I tell you our money goes to? Well, did you know that each hour of live broadcasting, so I'm here for an hour and a half, right? I don't get paid. And each hour that I'm here or anybody else is here is costs $28. Crazy, huh? And that each show costs, I guess these are like once a week shows, $2,100 a year. Look at that. And each run of the Discorder, so the magazine that we print out for free, you don't have to pay for. So each run, and there's 11 runs because we have 2 months thrown into one. I think it's Jan-cember. Costs $5,500. That's a lot of money. So there you go. Please call us 604-822-8648 and open your wallets to us, please, pretty please. Or you can simply go online and donate at citr.ca and tell them Sam Squanch's Hideaway sent you. That's the name of my show. So, yeah, tell them that it's your favorite show. That's why you listen to CITR. And, hey, yeah, let's move on. Who wants to hear some more music? We're going to hear something from Speedy Ortiz. I love Speedy Ortiz. These guys, one of my favorite songs as of late is Lucky 88. It's such a great song. And they opened up, actually. I saw them a few, four-ish years ago, something like that, opening for Mary Timoney's band, which is X-Hex, of course. It took me a minute there. X-Hex. And I love X-Hex. They have a new record out, too. So maybe I'll play them as well. I think I played them last week, but let's hear this one. This is a catchy one from Speedy Ortiz. This one is called You Hate the Title, and it's from their newest record called Twerp Verse. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And Speedy Ortiz.
Thank you.
All right, that right there is Joe Past. I really like that song. It's called Millennial Trash Blues, and you can find it on the record Their Prime. That's what it's called. The time is 7:48, and my name is Anita B, and it is currently Fun Drive week. And that means if you want to call 604-822-8648 and donate some money, that would be rad. Otherwise, just go to the website, citr.ca, to donate. Now, it's come to my attention that my show has not been listed. Oh, I feel so overlooked. So I was told that tomorrow the station's going to add Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So that's the name of the show you want to credit as being your go-to show, if you know what I'm saying. So be patient. And if you like my show, donate tomorrow. There you go. If you don't like my show, just donate. But tell them that you're upset that my show didn't show up on the list, because that sucks. But whatever. All right. It is Mercury in retrograde. Yes, this is the kind of stuff that happens when the planet Mercury appears to be moving backwards from the planet Earth. It's all like an illusion. It doesn't move backwards. But when that happens, and today, as of today, Mercury went into retrograde. Today is the 6th of March, and it lasts, you know, about 3 weeks or so every time that happens. And Mercury rules communication. That's the planet that rules communication. So, for example, if you miss a text, if you, let's see what else, you lose your keys, if you lose files, you have computer problems, that kind of stuff. Oh, also, like, you know, lost baggage, all that kind of stuff that you can blame on Mercury in retrograde. So there you go. Okay, what else do we listen to? Oh, yeah, I should tell you. So prior to Joe Past, we heard Sneakies. Now, I really like Sneakies. Those guys are friends of mine from back in the day. That would be Katie Lappy and Shane, her husband. Katie used to be in a band called Operation Makeout. Shane was in, like, a bunch of different bands. Katie was also in a band called Kedo. Shane was Closed Caption Radio. They, in the past sort of 5 or so years, have moved to the island where they now have 2 kids. Just lovely people. I adore them. So, yeah. Sneakies. S-N-A-K-I-E-S. And then before that, we heard this song, De Reglement, from the band Shimmering Stars. They're local, and you can find that on their record, Bedrooms of the Nation. I was going to give you guys some weather. Yeah, speaking of Mercury in retrograde, let's look at our atmosphere. Let's see what's going on. Today is Wednesday, so let's see. Tomorrow, the high is 6 with a chance of a shower. The overnight low is -1. -1. All right. Then we head on into Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 5 degrees Celsius. And then the weekend is 6 and 7 with a mix of sun and clouds. And Sunday, it claims to be sunny. It really will be a Sunday. All right. So I'm here for another 8 minutes. That's it. 8 more minutes. And then McConan comes on with his show, Mix Cassette. And there you go. What do I need? What else do I need to tell you? I don't know. Just that my show will be back in 2 weeks. That's how this show works. Every second week is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, 6:30 until 8. And right now we're going to go back in time to the Ramones. I love this song. It's my favorite Ramones song. It's Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. Now, it depends on where you live, because in England, I think it's called My Brain is Hanging Upside Down. They released it as a single with that name. In the States, North America, it was Bonzo Goes to Bitburg with My Brain is Hanging Upside Down in brackets. You can find it on their 1986 album Animal Boy. So let's listen to it. This is a political song. It's all about, I believe, the Queen. The Queen? I should know this. No. It's not. It's about the Prime Minister, Thatcher. It's about Prime Minister Thatcher, some politics, and he wasn't happy about what was happening. I don't remember all the details. I remember looking it up and knowing at one point. It's definitely a political song about the government of Britain. That's it. All right. Good enough. All right. So here we are. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. And one last call out. If you want to donate some money, the station is 604-822-8648. 822-8648. And then you can ask to donate money. If you like my show, it's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Or you can just go CITR.ca and donate online. This is the Ramones. And I will see you. Oh, well, I don't think I'll be here in 2 weeks. What's the date today? Today is the 6th. 2 weeks from today, 14. I will be in Detroit. That's where I will be. So I won't be here. So you will hear from me in 4 weeks. That's how that works. Okay. I will see you in 4 weeks. Until then, the Ramones.
Get to pick up the PC. Go on, stop the
Celebrate outdoor adventure, the environment, mountain culture, and sports at the Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival. On from February 22nd to March 3rd at 7 venues around Vancouver, the festival presents exciting mountain films from around the world and inspiring live multimedia presentations from over 30 leading adventurers and storytellers. UBC shows feature legendary climber Doug Robinson, BC ski adventurer Matt Gunn, and a North American premiere of the trail running film Lessons from the Edge. Get your tickets today at vimfm.org.
Mrs. Camp, now I can't stand it. I need color and a palette, or I want to understand the shades of red and blue you see in